ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the humble bee plays a critical role in our ecosystems by keeping our plants alive through pollinating them. But bee populations have been on the decline around the world for decades, and it's got scientists worried. Tomorrow is World Bee Day, a day that is centred around creating awareness about our buzzing insect friends. So ahead of that, we have James Dorey, who's an expert on bees in Fiji, to join us for a chat. James, good morning.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Good, thank you. Over the years, you've been studying bees in Fiji, and you've discovered and been able to put a name to quite a few native bee species. What's your favourite one and why?
Yeah, good question. So I always have trouble deciding which one my favourite one is. But at the moment, it's probably a species called Homolectus crostis. And there's two reasons that it's one of my favourites. One is because it's perhaps the rarest and it seems like it's in decline. But the other is because it's different from the rest of them. So the rest of the bees are either green, blue, or like purplish. This one, it's like stark black. And the males have really big heads and mandibles. So they're really cool looking bees.
Excellent. And one of the bees that you've named is, I believe, called the Homolictus terminalis. Why did you give it that name?
Yeah, so these bees in Fiji, the vast majority of the species are actually restricted to highlands above 800 metres above sea level. And so this species is on the very top of its mountain. So basically, as climates warm, we might expect their climatic niche to get pushed up the mountain. And because it's within 100 metres of the mountain, like top, a very small area, there is a chance that that one will go extinct quite early.
So how important are bees then to Fiji's ecosystem?
Yeah, so bees are incredibly important. Of course, they're like the most important pollinator in most biological systems. There are at least 27 species that we know of, but there are definitely more native species in Fiji. So if we were to lose some of those species, we might be okay, but the more species that you lose, the more resilience that you lose in the ecosystem. It's hard to know what would happen if you lost species, really, in terms of pollination and the fruit set, and then the animals that rely on those fruits and seeds might die out as well.
And you mentioned climate change was pushing up the Homolictus terminalis, or pushing bees up and down the mountaintops. Is this a concern with climate change for other bee species in Fiji, that they could also be pushed higher into the mountains?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's one really common lowland species, uncreatively called Homolictus fijiensis, and it's unlikely that one will be of any concern. There are a couple of others that kind of push down a little bit into the lowlands, but not that much, and they might be okay, but it's hard to say. The bad thing about in Fiji is the vast majority of the species, so 20-something species of Homolictus, are all found above 800 metres above sea level. And what this means is that the majority of the species in Fiji are actually found in less than 2% of the available land area. And as climates change, there's a good chance that that whole climatic envelope will get pushed further and further up the mountaintops. And as you imagine, the further up the mountain you are, the less area that you have to survive. And the more it's more likely that you might go extinct, you know, through even just a stochastic process or just running out of area.
Of course, yeah. And you've been to Fiji yourself a few times to study native bees, most recently in 2019. So what does a day studying bees in the field look like?
Yeah, it's often a lot of fun. So we go with Flinders University and the South Australian Museum, and we often have a group of students, undergraduate students with us, to come along and learn about the bees and sampling and whatever else. So we might be taking out, you know, a carload or three carloads of students driving through the tropical islands. We'll stop when we see flowers and sample. When we go up into the highlands, which is my favourite, we'll often stay with the villagers up there. Often we stay with Navai Village, and we get to go out with the people there that we've gotten to know over a few years. It's a lot of fun. So we'll be running around with students and butterfly nets trying to catch bees.
And of course, World Bee Day is tomorrow, and its aim is to raise awareness about bee conservation. So what are your thoughts on having a dedicated day to this, and do you think it's actually helpful?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, there's lots of dedicated days to everything now, it seems, but I do think that it's helpful. I'm not entirely sure how clear the messaging is sometimes, especially when people talk about the honeybee, for example, which is, it's in most places that it exists, so in Australia and in Fiji, for example, it's actually an invasive species. But it's also a really important species, particularly for agriculture. So that species is not at all at risk of extinction, but, you know, the 20 to 25,000 other native bee species, a lot of those might be. So I think at the very least, it's very good to raise awareness about those other species and their plight. And I think it does do a good job of that.
And that is interesting that you mentioned that the World Bee Day does promote the honeybee, because I think that's what most people would associate with bees. So, yeah, it's interesting that you point out they're actually introduced and invasive in Fiji. Now, there's a lot that scientists still don't know about bee species and populations in Fiji and the Pacific. So what do you want to do next with your research?
Yeah, so we've been researching there since 2010, I think, in our lab group at least. It started out with Scott Groom, a PhD student in the lab. And we've been finding out a whole bunch of stuff about the Fijian Homolictus, which is what we thought was the only native Fijian bee genus. But in the last, well, in 2019 at least, over two trips, we caught four new species of Hylaeus, which is another genus. Both genera we actually have in Australia. And this is really cool because we've been sampling there for 10 years and haven't caught any of them. And the reason that I think that is because they're probably canopy specialist bees. And only when I brought a canopy net over were we able to find any. So I'm really excited to try and describe those species. I've been trying to get some Fijian researchers involved to collect more and get involved and learn something about those, because that's just super cool. I mean, there's a whole new radiation of bees that we didn't know about just because we couldn't reach them. And of course, there's implications then for similar bees across the rest of the Pacific, because it seems like Hylaeus is found on some other Pacific islands. And again, they just haven't really been found.
Well, it sounds like you've got a lot of important research ahead of you. James, thanks very much for joining us on Pacific Beat.
Yeah, thanks, Nick. Have a good one.